Who that antique story reads, and ancient tales of old, a notable strange tragedy to you I will unfold. Of that Judas Iscariot, who did our Savior sell, and did betray him with a kiss to haste himself to hell. Which was the last but foulest fact that he did here on earth. Yet other three most damnable mine author showed hath. It's thought that Judas did descend of parents well esteemed, but real goodness to pursue seldom or never dreamed. But to no purpose for to go, his mother sleeping lay, and dreamed that she should bear a son which should his father slay, and to his mother married be. This she her husband told, but he amazed it greatly mused hearing his wife unfold. So strange a vision, and he said, seeing his wife with child, it's best when such a one is born to slay him when a child. Oh, but says she, worse is to come, for this was in my dream, that the Savior of all mankind should be betrayed by him, and that a king's son he should slay. And when all this is past, he from his God shall run away and hang himself at last. But being warned, they do him lay close by a river side, into a cradle made of segs, thinking he should have died. The king had his dwelling near, the queen having no child, quickly took up this infant young, who then was meek and mild. So him adopted for her child, and sent him to the school. So soon as he could able be to walk in reason's rule. In learning arts he was brought up, and literature most fine. In wisdom and in policy he spent his youthful time. At last the queen a child did bear, which made her to look down on Judas, who no better knew but that he was her own. But in a while Judas began for to correct this child, thinking that he was prince himself, but he was all beguiled. The queen began sharply to check Judas, who took it ill, and in furious discontentment he doth the young prince kill. To Pontius Pilate then he fled, and service did require, who seeing him a brave comely man soon granted his desire. And after that his love he gained, but Pilate on a day, as he was riding through the land on his sport and his play, a gallant orchard did behold, and did on Judas call, "Go buy me some of yon fair fruit, and send them to my hall." But being of a greedy heart, he money offered none, but presently at his own hand to pluck the fruit began. The orchard was his own father's, though all unknown to him, and he with Judas for the fruit to quarrel did begin. Judas, being the strongest man, soon for the weapon drew, and all unknown to them, both his father there he slew. His father's friend did him pursue, and sought his life to have, but quickly he to Pilate fled, and he did him receive. And with fair speeches many a one, the woman did persuade to marry Judas, her only son, whom Pilate great had made. And said, "Good woman, do not refuse, my chief minion is he. He said, if I should take his life, what better will you be? Better for you to marry him than take his life away. And here I promise for to do to you what good I may." But grief to sorrowing her constrained, for her husband now dead. But Pilate, who as king then reigned, did this way her persuade. This cursed marriage being made, this couple to their bed began to talk of sundry things which passed o'er their head. Then unto him her dream she told, which struck him to the heart. When he remembered what had passed, thus he did from her part. Our Savior then in Judah's land resorted up and down, preaching and working miracles in city, land, and town. Our Savior knew what was in him, yet he did him receive. Though Christ knew he would him betray, yet him his credit gave. The scripture tells he kept the bag, but cared not for the poor. Although for coin he Christ betrayed, what needeth progress more? His mother's dream is now fulfilled, and he hell is gone. God keep all faithful Christians from being left alone. Entreat the Lord that with his Spirit he may direct us all, that from the favor of the Lord our souls may never fall. Keep, Lord, that Spirit from entering mine, which entered into him, and all things that we take in hand make us at God begin. One sin another one doth bring, thus we may clearly see, and heretofore it hath been seen in this sad tragedy.